Violence has a negative effect on youth. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, M.A. Delaney, associate professor of criminal justice at Worcester State University, examines this statement.
My research focuses on the impact of violence-based contexts that spill over into multiple domains of society. One context is the normalization of violent methods to control societal members' behaviors. These normalized pro-violent methods of control often occur under the auspices of conflict resolution. For example, telling youth to use violence to resolve conflicts with other youth is one manifestation of a violent method for socializing youth. Informal violent socialization tends to be more prevalent among nations that hold formal, structural-based norms for violent social control. And both these indicators of violent social control are associated with increased deviant, criminal, and violent behavior. The spillover of formal and informal norms not only results in creating normative violence within a nation, but produces a victimizing effect. From a micro-level perspective, youth are traumatized by violence-based experiences. From a macro-level perspective, violence-based experiences increase youth's acting-out behaviors, and this exasperates victimization within society. This combination contributes to norms of violence. The victimization-crime paradox of norms of violence is an intricate web of both formal and informal social control at varying levels and domains of society that fail to control behavior. Efforts by policymakers and legal advocates to create preventative measures must concurrently implicate supports within the family to alter violent socialization while addressing nation-based changes to reduce the conditions of structural support for violence as social control.
That was M.A. Delaney of Worcester State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.